Good afternoon, everyone. Well, I have some errands to run today, and it's nicer to have something to do while I'm going about my work of the day, so I thought that I would take you with me and ramble as I run my various errands. First of all, I have to check the post, because I forgot to do that on Friday when I came home. So let us see if there's actually any post in here aside from junk. The answer is yes. Oh, bloody Nora. How ridiculous is this? Okay, I'm part of this book club that's under the auspices of the CNIB here. And I've told the two people running the book club on numerous occasions, look, I don't need you to send me the Daisy books for this book club because I can download them from the website. And what do? They send me the Daisy books anyway. Oh, it's very annoying because it means I have to send them back. Now, the really ironic part is that we're doing 11/22/63 in this book club as well, and of course that's the one that I'm doing for my church's book club. I'm facilitating that discussion in about 3 weeks' time. Yes, exactly 3 weeks' time. Three weeks and 4 hours. I'm not sure when the CNIB's book club is this month. Hopefully someone will email me and let me know. By the way, I should say that 11/22/63 is probably the best thing Stephen King ever wrote, in my obviously not so humble opinion. And I would highly recommend it. It is not a horror novel, so if you are afraid to read it because you're concerned that it might be too schlocky for you, well, I wouldn't worry about that. A few unfortunate things happen in it, but it's not horrific in any way, really. It's quite an introspective time travel fantasy about what could have happened if JFK had not been assassinated. I have no idea what people from my church are going to think of it. Honestly, part of the reason I chose it was because I wanted to put people outside their comfort zones a wee bit. Also, I chose it because it's a damn good book. Right. Bloody hell. Yes. Here it is, and now I have to send this stupid Daisy book back. It's annoying. I mean, it's not that bad, I guess, but it means a walk to the post office. Right. That can wait until tomorrow. I have to go to the drugstore anyway. They're actually in opposite directions, but I think it's supposed to be a nice day, so I will just go to both, because today the post office will be closed anyway, so there's no use going, and I don't really want to go that far. Anyway, I'm just still a little tired and shaky and trembly from seizure activity that happened earlier. Right. Now, I have to take out the recycling. Yay. I should have done it yesterday, but I didn't. So now I'm going to have an interesting time finding the recycling bins, because tomorrow is recycling day, so somebody has put them out at the curb somewhere, and I have to find out exactly where that is. But I do have a fair amount of stuff that needs to go, so I should really do it. Especially considering that tomorrow is recycling day. Righto. This is going to be interesting. I actually need to ask my landlord to... Landlord? My landlord. Oh, dear. I need to talk to the landlord and get him to remark the recycling bins. Anyway. Sorry. I guess I'm easily amused. What can I say? Alright. Out we go. Sun right here shining through this glass window. Oh my word, that scared the holy crap out of me. Whoops. It was salad. A curry container. What else is in here? Juice containers. Yogurt containers. There we go. Hold on.
Hi, Shannon.
Hey, what are you up to?
I crashed up my old truck.
You did? What did you do to it?
Oh, I ended up turning in front of this vehicle. I couldn't see behind it.
Oh, no.
The car from behind me kind of hit me.
Oh, no. That's horrible. You didn't hurt yourself, did you?
No, luckily.
Thank God.
The funny thing was, I pulled my nose into their lane. I saw them coming at me. So I pinned it because my wife was in the driver's seat. She was in the passenger seat there.
Mm-hmm.
But pinned it, hit the passenger rear door, so everything was okay.
Oh,
smoked the truck, got a new truck, and here I am now. It has a trailer hitch on it, but there's a pin through it with a key in it. I don't have a key, so I just cut this pin off of the sozzle. That's what I'm doing today.
So did you have insurance to cover your costs?
Yep.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got my other truck was an 03 and this is an 07.
Nice. Well, have fun with your new truck.
Thank you. You have a nice day.
Thanks, I will. It is lovely, beautiful, and sunny. Oh, sorry.
Sorry,
no worries, I got it.